I'm just going to begin with the vowel chant. E-I-R-O. So please, if you feel like it, join in with me. E-I-R-O. I'm going to do the chant Amma, Ima, Amen. 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 Amma, Amen. Golechaf wledeg penduc glat ri, a leda sa pennaeth drws traeth mundi. Bi caw ef y cachir, gwae ef y cadau fy sidir. Troi y bostol poill cyffrederi, neb cyno cefnent a'i thidi. Ar gadau'n trom las cyfrwais a'i cetwi, ar ac pryddau anwn tost at geni. Ac it par or out par out am bafod wedi. Twi llonait prydwyn, id aethem ni idi. Nam saith ni diraeth o gaif sydi. Nait oif glot genim ced o chwilfi, ac adaif pedywen pedri efo chlywalt. Ag y cennau'r o'r paif pan lyfryt. O'n adael naw morwyn gollinet. Nai paif pen anwfyn pwy fynyt. Gwyrwm am yr orer am reret.
Ni beru boit llyfr ni fytyddiad gyd. Cledaf lli llawec i daw fydechyd, ac yn llaw llinec i'd edwyd. Ar ac drws poth yffryn, lli gan loset, a phanaethom ni gan afthyr, trafefth lechryd. Na mae'n saith ni diraeth o'r gair fedwyd. Niwtyd glot gemyn cerd glywaf nwyr, a'r cadau pedefran ynys pib ar dor. Eich hiwyd am ychryd cymys ecto, gwyn golyw a gwarawt rac a'i gogored. Tri llonet prytwen at aethem ni afo, na mynd saith ni dyraeth o'r gair rigo. Ni o brynwi law, llen llywydawri, cae twaill wydwyr, ni welsant a roi tafthyr. Trif o gaint canwr a sai ar y mŵr, oed hanawd a medrawd a glaidodwr. Tri llonait prydwyn, id aeth gan afthyr, na myn saith ni diraeth o'r gair golyd. Ni o brynaf ar lawr llais y cwchli, ni wydant o poed peredyd poe, pi awr y maended a gannaet cwy. Poe gwynaeth amnet, aeth dolau defwy, ni wydant ar yrach brych bas penori, saith fygain cain gwnau gan aifwy. A phanaethom ni gan afthyr, ar dylgofwy, na mynd saith ni diraeth o'r gaifadwy. Ni o brynfi llaw llais a'i gohen, ni wydant pydaid peredyd pen. Pwy awr yn menyd yn ganet perchen, pwy fil y gawnta dar un a pen. Pan aethom ni gan afthyr, a rydol ginen, na mynd saith ni diraeth o caer ochren. Mynaeth dy lladfalen cyn yr cor, o gyffranc idyd o'r gwydihan o, a'i anhoed gwynt, a'i yn dyffryd mô, a'i yn fel at tân torf diacho. Mynech dillnet fal y bledair, o gyfranc o dyd a gwadu o'n hair. Ni wydant pan ysgyrra dawent a gawr, ni wynt pwy hint pwy yn ymrawd, pif if a deia, pif tir a plawd. Bet saint, bet sant, yn diant bet al llaw. Golyf ar gyledig pendefeg mawr, ni bwyf trist crist am gadael. I praise the sovereign, high prince of the kingly land, who encompasses the margins of the world. Gwaith's captivity in Caerfyrddin is resonant with the tale of Pwyll and Pryderi. None before him was sent into it, into the heavy blue chain that bound the faithful youth, because of the raid upon Anuven he sorely sang. Until the world's ending our poet's prayer shall sound, three shipburdens of Prydwen entered within. Except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the mound. I am renowned in fame, the song is heard in Kaivpadevran, four times revolving. My original song stems from the cauldron. By the breath of nine maidens it is kindled. The chief of Anuvin's cauldron, what is its power? Ridged with enamel, rimmed with pearl, it will not boil the coward's portion, it is not destinied. The sword of Chlewach flashes before it, and in the hand of Chlewminac is it wielded. Before Hell's gates the lights are burning. When with Arthur we go to the harrowing, except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin, but for seven, none return from the castle of the heroes. I am renowned in fame. The song is heard in the four-square fort in the island of the flaming door. Fresh water and jet are mixed. Bright wine is the drink served to the host. Three ship burdens of Prudwin we took to sea. Except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin. But for seven, none returned from the cold castle. I gave no reward to the Lord's bookmen who beyond Caerfyrddin saw not Arthur's valour. 6,000 men there stood upon the wall. Hard it was to parley with their sentinel. Three ship burdens of Prudwin we went with Arthur. Except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the wall. I give no reward to the clerics with trailing shields, who know not who created who, nor the hour when the chick was born, who made him, why he went not to the meadows of Dyfwy. They know not who's the brindled ox, thick his headband, with 70 links upon his collar, when we went with Arthur on arduous expedition. Except seven, none rose up from Caerfyrddin. But for seven, none returned from the castle of the Sea of Stars. I give no reward to the clerics of weak intent who know not on what day the chief is made, who do not know the hour of his birth, nor what silver-headed beast they guard. When we went with Arthur, disastrous contention. Except seven, none return from Caer Ochrin. But for seven, none return from the castle of the first grove. Monks howl like a choir of dogs from the contest with men who know. Does the wind have one track? Is the sea of one water? Is fire one single fierce spark? Monks crowd together like wolves from a contest with men who know. They do not know the divisions of midnight and dawn. Unknowing of the wind's course, what its attack, where it ravages, what land does it strike? The saint's grave lies hidden deep in the ground. I praise the sovereign, the great high prince. May sadness leave us. May Christ protect us.
We journey today in the deep mother's name with Arthur as companion, to free the prisoner, to find the cauldron, and wield the living sword of light. May we pass through all walls of obstruction. May we know the origin of things. And be Pen Anuvin in all our worlds. Be aware of your bodies, be aware of your breath, be aware of your senses. And with Arthur, we make the journey. We make this journey that is a deep, long journey and a single step. A movement of awareness that takes us into another world. That brings the whole of the world we know with us. That does not split the world, but deepens it, connects it into a wider, deeper place. So being with whatever you are with this morning, whatever you bring with you from your lives, notice your body, notice your life, as it lives itself in you just now. Noticing your body's contact with the chair or the ground. Noticing your breath moving your body. Relaxing into the sensation of touch. Being touched by the world, being touched by the air, being touched by your clothes. Relaxing into the frame of the body. Relaxing into whatever you find there, whether peaceful or painful, happy or sad. Making the journey into Anuvin. Becoming the bridge between the worlds. Bid ben, bid bont. Who would be pen anuvin? Who would connect to the origin must be the bridge. Following in the footsteps of Arthur, following in the footsteps of Bran, being the bridge between the worlds. Laying ourselves down in a moment of awareness. Coming into our senses. Noticing the sense of touch. Including the sense of hearing. Hearing my voice. Hearing the sounds in the room and beyond the room. Hearing the sounds of the world. Hearing the sounds of silence. Letting your senses and awareness gather the world. Letting the world flow into you. Letting the experiences of your week, things that are active in your life, flow into you now, be with you. As you journey with them, with Arthur, into the depths. Opening your senses of touch, of hearing. Being aware of the sense of seeing. You may see darkness, you may see color, you may see bright image. You may see little, you may see much. Trusting your experience as it opens and unfolds. Noticing the sense of smell and the sense of taste. Letting the senses come together. Smelling, tasting, seeing, hearing, touching. letting them come together in the sense of knowing, of gnosis, of deep knowing. Feeling the initial struggle as the inside and the outside approach each other. Relaxing into that struggle, relaxing into that intention. Trusting the oneness of things. Knowing the sea is one water, the wind is one wind, fire is one spark. Surrendering into the oneness. Following the thread that is your thread into the deep. Listening to the song of the prisoner that is forever sounding inside you. The song of the prisoner who is simultaneously free and in prison. Whose song guides you into the deep. Bidben Bidbont. Yourself descend beneath the surface of consciousness. More and more deeply relax into the deep places within you. Letting the sense of gravity and the sense of the thread of the deep take you downwards. Into the mound, the mound that is Kaiv Siddhi, that is Kaiv Padevran, that is Kaiv Vandwi and Kaiv Rigor, that is Kaiv Ochren, that is the secret place in the deep, the secret place inside you. Where your dreams and treasures are found. The place beyond time that is reached in just a moment of awareness, where all the deep treasures of your being can be found. I'll be quiet for a little while as you sink down into this place and take possession of your treasury. I'm just going to conclude with singing you a carol. And from wherever you are, whatever you've experienced, just sit in yourself and just listen to the song and the images that arise with the song. The heron flew east and the heron flew west. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. She flew over a fair forest. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. She flew up and she flew down. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. She flew over an orchard brown. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In the orchard there stands a hall. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Covered all over in purple and pall. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In the hall there stands a bed. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Covered all over with purple and red. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. On the bed there lies a knight. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. His wounds do bleed with main and might. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. From his wounds there runs a flood. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. The one half is water, the other half blood. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bed's foot there lies a hound. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Licking the blood as it daily runs down. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bedside there sits a maid. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Sewing a seam with silver thread. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the other bedside there flowers a thorn. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. It never so blossomed since Adam was born. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. At the bed's head there stands a stone. The bells of paradise, I hear them ring. Corpus Christi is written thereon. I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Just sitting for a moment with the resonance of the ballad, whatever effect it's had upon you, or none. Sitting with the sense of connecting the worlds. Just sitting in the edge place. About to move into talking to each other. So noticing the movement between the deep and the surface. noticing the connection between what you're doing here and the rest of your life. So these strange images and chants, this place. And then letting the rest of your life be here with you in whatever way it is. Being the bridge. To move into more active relationship, about to talk to each other, about to say whatever we want to say about how we've been in the last month. So noticing that moment, the possibility of that moment, the inside and the outside coming together. What happens to us in that moment?